Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
All season long, the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs have made their opponents pay for their mistakes. On Sunday here at Ralph Wilson Stadium, it was no different. Buffalo's three turnovers in this game were promptly turned into 17 points for the Chiefs as they handed the Bills their sixth loss of the season, 23-13.
Obviously, it hurts, all right? It hurts me. It hurts the guys in that room. I hurt for them. I hurt for our fans. It's tough. It's a tough one. Thought that, you know, there was a lot of good things that happened on that field today. Defensively, they did a heck of a job. You know, we knew coming in that this team scored a lot of points off of turnovers. They had 17 off of turnovers. You know, and even offensively, there were some good things that happened there offensively. And at the end of the day, it's so close from being a good football team in this league. I mean, you saw it. They're an 8-0 football team. They're 9-0 now. We're 3-6. When it's time to make the plays, you have to make the plays. And we didn't do that.
We can't turn the ball over. You know, especially against a team that's playing real hot and playing very well. And we knew that. You know, if you go back and look at their games, you know, their defense, I think they number one or something in takeaways. So we knew that coming into the game that we were going to try to protect the ball, but obviously we didn't today.
Jeff Toole, in his first career start, began the game well as a ground attack that rolled up a season-high 241 rushing yards helped to set up play action, and Toole delivered early with a 59-yard touchdown pass to Marquise Goodwin to give Buffalo an early lead. But his two interceptions led to 10 Chiefs points, the most costly being the interception at the Chiefs' goal line that was returned 100 yards for a touchdown. The Chiefs also scooped up a T.J. Graham fumble at the Bills' 11 and scored again, putting the game away.
We made a good defensive play. I had it tough, you know, talking to anybody, but, you know, you got to make a defensive play and knock the ball. It's tough, you know. Anytime the offense turns the ball over and they capitalize on points for that, you know, it's not a good thing. But, you know, our defense played very well today, and you can't do that as an offense. You know, we got to come out and hold on to the ball and, you know, make plays for them.
It was zero coverage all out. I mean, 100% my fault. Something I gotta see, and I can't do that. We got to finish with the kick, no matter what, whether that's an extra point, a touchdown, or a field goal. So it's 100% on me. It's very frustrating. I mean, especially to come out in that second half, and first big play with CJ, put a drive together, get right down there, and then, I mean, just literally just a complete other direction. Like you said, it's just a huge momentum shift. So just something that I could prevent it from happening.
I don't know what needs to happen. You know, you got to look yourself in the mirror and get better individually. And then as a team, you know, hopefully we'll start making those plays. But, you know, I thought we played some pretty good ball today, but that doesn't mean anything if you don't come out victorious.
With the loss, the Bills have now dropped four of their last five. They stand at 3-6 on the season. Injuries at the wide receiver position in the second half. Robert Woods left with a left leg injury, but x-rays were negative. Marquise Goodwin suffered a hamstring injury and did not return. Both players will be reevaluated on Monday. The Bills resume the schedule this coming Sunday with a road date at Pittsburgh. At Ralph Wilson Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.